Robin Geske is here because young Americans are doing something right these days. Millennials are doing something better than their parents, and I guess for several previous generations. Robin's in the studio to talk about this study.
Yeah, it's actually really surprising. It's a combination of Gen Xers and millennials. They're actually staying married. The divorce rate has plummeted because of that age group of people. People under the age of 45, they're really? Actually staying married.
Is that because they're waiting so much longer to get married?
Bingo, that's part of it. The researchers...
Some of them get married even though both husband and wife remain living in their parents' basements.
I think that's only in rare cases, hopefully. But yeah, the University of Maryland actually looked at it because the divorce rate is actually down 18% from 2008 to 2016.
You say the University of Maryland, but this is a study there of the entire country. Right?
Correct. Yeah, they did the research. Yes, yeah. They were the researchers on this study. 18% is pretty significant. So what they think after they've started, looking at all of the data, they think that it's because Gen Xers and millennials are getting married older.
Right.
They're also being a whole lot pickier as to who they marry. And also, lastly, because their careers are already on track by the time they get married and things like that, and their finances, which are usually two of the biggest stressors in a marriage.
Yep.
Those are all settled. So really all you have to do is raise
kids. I'm telling you, from personal experience, I have to agree with all of those conclusions. Certainly waiting, getting married later in life a little bit, get a little bit of age under your belt. When I was younger, I got married. I was barely 20. I mean, 2 weeks into my 20th. And people change an awful lot from those years into your 30s. There's just a lot of change.
I was 23 and it worked out for me.
Well, I was going to say, my first husband, we moved in together when I was 20 and we didn't get married until I was 26.
Yeah.
So,
there's all kinds of different ways of going about it. I just think as a generalization, this has got to be true that waiting longer.
Well, the one thing that is worrying the researchers though, is that it may be related, it may not be, but a lot of the people who are getting married are better educated. Part of that is because our society as a whole is better educated. There are more college graduates.
Well, wait a minute. Just because we went to college doesn't make you better educated.
That is the only way that you can measure it.
Right. Okay.
That is the only way that you can measure education. So there are more college graduates that are getting married than before.
But they're getting married after they graduate from college.
That is correct. So if that is the case, then they said that marriage is becoming something that's looks like a status symbol. It is becoming more elusive. They said more people are living together and having children. They're just not getting married. And those relationships have become more and more unstable than they used to be.
Interesting. Now,
that's why divorce rate is down, because they're not getting married to begin with.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, then that's part of it. That is part of it. But the people who are getting married are staying married. But the one thing that I thought was really surprising about this is that the boomers are actually bringing down the average as a whole significantly. From the years of 1990 to 2015, the divorce rate doubled for people the age 55 to 64.
Mm-hmm.
And then it tripled for Americans 65 and older.
Because my generation, was kind of taught to, you get married, you're married for life, and that's all the way, till death do you part, and that's it. And a lot of people really, really believe that, whether they're happy or not, and they stay married, even though they're miserable for the kids, and for all kinds of reasons that really don't make sense when you stop and realize you only have one life.
But then they're getting divorced at
65. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Then they're waking up at 65 and going, I'm out of here.
My life stinks.
I've spent 35 years with the same person and I just can't do another day. I mean, I that's so unusual to me. But yeah, like I said, they're thinking that it is becoming more elusive institution. It's becoming more of a, because as a society, we view it as kind of a benchmark. You go to college, you know what I mean? It's like you're taught to do all these
you
things.
You get married, you have the house with the white picket fence.
Exactly.
2.5 kids. Yeah, you see? The same thought there. Thanks, Robin. Robin Geske is our producer.